A Spartan Shield is Saturday. The Chasing Epic Challenge Week 7. Why? Why we do what we do. First thing is to take a moment and ask God what He wants to show you before listening today. You can even pause this for a moment if needed. Next is the daily. The human body has many parts, but the many parts make up one whole body. So it is with the body of Christ, 1 Corinthians 12:12. A fellow C3er was talking about how tough a situation has been lately, then made the comment, "I wouldn't have gotten through it without my circle of people." That actually hit me pretty hard. It's easy to think that you're all on your own. It's tough to be out there, on your own. Except, you're not alone. Our staff is reading a book on the Spartans. Here's what it said. The Spartans, a warrior society in ancient Greece, were feared and revered for their strength, courage, and endurance. The power of the Spartan army did not come from the sharpness of their spears, however. It came from the strength of their shields. Losing one's shield in battle was considered the single greatest crime a Spartan could commit. The reason was simple. A warrior carries helmet and breastplate for his own protection, but his shield for the safety of the whole line. God is so good to us. Not only is He with us, He has also given us the church. The church is a lot more than singing and preaching and my personal favorite, attending a service. It's a community. It's you and me and everyone else that claims to follow Jesus. And that's amazing. The church is full of all types of people with one common mission. It is beautifully complex because it is all of us. And we all get to be there for each other, each of us being a part of something much bigger than ourselves. Your influence extends into your local church, and your church's influence extends into your community through you. You're not on your own. You are a part of a family, a support system, a body. Each part of this body gives life to the other parts. Easter reminders. This weekend is Easter at C3. Don't miss one of our four identical gatherings, and the first one starts tonight at 6 p.m., and three more tomorrow morning at 9, 10, and 11 a.m. Don't forget this week's Chasing Epic Challenge is to pray for and invite at least one person to C3 this weekend for Easter. Prayer for the day. God, what are you showing me? What am I going to do about it? Last but not least is your two prayers for the day. First, pray, God, what are you showing me, and what am I going to do about it? Second, ask God to help me to see one person that I can serve through a kind word, random act of kindness, or simple gift today. If you're listening through the Epic Life app, make sure you click the back button, then click to complete the reading. If you would like to keep listening for the 4x6 plan, which is how to read through the New Testament with 4 minutes per day, 6 days a week, then here goes. This is Mark chapter 10, verses 35 through 45. Mark 10, 35 to 45. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came over and spoke to him. Teacher, they said, we want you to do us a favor. What is your request? He asked. They replied, when you sit on your glorious throne, we want to sit in places of honor next to you, one on your right and the other on your left. But Jesus said to them, you don't know what you are asking. Are you able to drink from the bitter cup of suffering I am about to drink? Are you able to be baptized with the baptism of suffering I must be baptized with? Oh yes, they said, we are able. Then Jesus told them, you will indeed drink from my bitter cup and be baptized with my baptism of suffering. But I have no right to say who will sit on my right or my left. God has prepared those places for the ones he has chosen. When the 10 other disciples heard what James and John had asked, they were indignant. So Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers in this world lord it over their people, and officials flaunt their authority over those under them. But among you it will be different. Whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first among you must be the slave of everyone else. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others, and to give his life as a ransom for many." This is 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 1 through 11. This letter is from Paul, chosen by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus, and from our brother Timothy. I am writing to God's church in Corinth and to all of his holy people throughout Greece. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. For the more we suffer for Christ, the more God will shower us with his comfort through Christ. Even when we are weighed down with troubles, it is for your comfort and salvation. For when we ourselves are comforted, we will certainly comfort you. Then you can patiently endure the same things we suffer. We are confident that as you share in our sufferings, you will also share in the comfort God gives us. We think you ought to know, dear brothers and sisters, about the trouble we went through in the province of Asia. We were crushed and overwhelmed beyond our ability to endure, and we thought we would never live through it. In fact, we expected to die. But as a result, we stopped relying on ourselves and learned to rely only on God who raises the dead. And he did rescue us from mortal danger, and he will rescue us again. We have placed our confidence in him, and he will continue to rescue us. And you are helping us by praying for us. Then many people will give thanks, because God has graciously answered so many prayers for our safety. We can say with confidence and a clear conscience that we have lived with a God-given holiness and sincerity in all our dealings. We have depended on God's grace, not on our own human wisdom. That is how we have conducted ourselves before the world, and especially toward you. Don't forget to click back and complete your reading or comment on the app, and we'll see you tomorrow.